You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for our word from the Lord from Apostle William T. Broaddus, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima.
God bless you. I pray that the grace of God is abounding in your life. I am the Apostle William T. Broaddus. I, along with my wife, Prophetess Gloria Broaddus, we give leadership to the Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima. We are grateful to God for this opportunity to once again bring you a word from the Lord. Again, I thank Brother Melvin Slade for giving us this opportunity. Right into the word out of Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18. The first six verses of the prophetic voice of Jeremiah reads as thus: Here is another message to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the shop where the clay pots and jars are made, and I will talk to you there. I did as he told me, and found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar that he was forming didn't turn out as he wished. So he kneaded it into a lump and started it again. Then the Lord said, O Israel, can I do to you as this potter has done to this clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. That's the Living Bible. It reads in the New King James as follows. Again, Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. As I look at the text, as I look at that prophetic message given to Jeremiah, as recorded in Jeremiah chapter 18, the first six verses, I think about being in the potter's hand. Being in the potter's hand. Because being in the potter's hand means observation. It means detection. It means solution. Being in the potter's hands means observation, means detection, means solution. There are various ways one can receive a message or sermon from God. You may receive the sermon from the Lord in the privacy of your study period. Yet, the Lord can speak a word as you stand empty before him in a pulpit, or he can place a message in your heart for the people just by observing an everyday occurrence. The Bible is pregnant with messages from the Lord inspired by the observation of the messenger. God can speak to our needs through special revelations and special observations. The Bible records that the prophet Ezekiel was inspired by dry bones. God spoke to Gideon with the fleece of wool. Daniel saw some supernatural writings on the wall. Amos received a word when he saw the swarm of locusts, the consuming fire, and the plumb line in the hand of God. All I am saying, my beloved, to you as I speak to you over this radio station today is that observation can bring forth a word or fresh revelation from God. In the Hebrew, the word raha means to see, observe, perceive, get acquainted with, gain understanding, examine, look after, choose, discover. This verb can also mean to observe. It is important to know that the Lord can give us a word just by opening our eyes and observing our environment, the things that are going on around us. In the text before us, the Lord has a sermon that he wants the prophet Jeremiah to deliver to the people of Israel. You know, I've discovered as a man of God that there's sermon material all around me. In order to understand the sermons that are around us, we must make sure we observe all that the Lord is showing us on a daily basis. Some of the world's greatest sermons did not come in the privacy of the preacher's study, but from the open air of God's creation. The very nature of God can preach some powerful sermons. The sermon Jeremiah was to receive was going to be the result, was not going to be the result of seminary study, nor was it going to come from the study of other prophets that had gone before him. No, what the Lord was about to say to the prophet was going to come from his personal observations. God's instructions to Jeremiah was to go and visit the potter's house. God was about to give Jeremiah a lesson that was not only relevant to backslidden Judah, but the Lord was about to give a message that is relevant for the here and the right now. Jeremiah 18, verses 1 and 2, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. It is only when we arrive at the place the Lord wants us to be can we really receive the sermon the Lord is trying to deliver. Listen to what the Lord tells the prophet in verse 2 of the text. He says, first, arise. In other words, get up and go. Secondly, he told him to go to a designated place. In Jeremiah's case, it was the potter's house. Then he said, after you accomplish those two things, the Lord says, I will cause you to hear my voice. Your obedience will cause you to observe the message. You cannot observe what God wants you to see if you're not where God wants you to be. You can't receive a potter house revelation on the soccer field. You must go to the potter's house. If your place is in the church on Sunday, you will not receive the revelation, inspiration that God wants you to have sitting in front of your television. You must be at the appointed place God has directed. Observation, you understand, means to be there to see what God wants you to see. After observation, then there is detection. And another word for detection is discover. It makes no difference how well the covering may be. In all of us, there are some kind of flaw in the personality of our lives. God directed the prophet to go down to the potter's house and watch him molding clay into pots on his wheel. It was there at the potter's house that Jeremiah saw something that made a great sermon. He saw the clay in the hands of the potter. He saw the potter forming and working with a piece of clay. The craftsman was forming the clay into a pot on his wheel. I tell you, that's a great message within itself. Jeremiah could preach the sermon being in the potter's hand. He could talk about how humanity is indeed in the hand of the master potter, and how God forms us and shapes us into a vessel of honor and beauty. He could preach that when you are in the Lord, or when you are on the Lord's will, the Lord will make all things right. You know the song, All in His Hands. I put it all in His hands. All my trials, all my troubles. The prophet could have provided good tidings of great joy. But as Jeremiah observes the potter at work, as he looks at the piece of clay in his hands, he sees an unfavorable expression come over the potter's face. Instead of a smile, he saw a look of sadness and concern. The sadness was the result of him discovering a flaw in the product of his creation. Jeremiah 18 verses 3 through 4 and 4 says, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. In the process of making this particular vessel, the vessel maker discovered all was not right. Something had attached itself to his creation and had marred it in his hand. The perfect had become imperfect by a foreign object that did not belong on his artwork." In like manner, God has us on the wheel of life, shaping us into the vessel he would have us to be. In the process of shaping and forming us, he detects sin in our lives. Sin can prevent us from being all God has called us to be. The work of the flesh can mar what can and is trying to shape and form us to be in this life. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul gives us a list of things that can mar the vessel God is forming us into. Galatians 5, chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. He says, "The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of outrage, selfish ambition, dissension, faction, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." What is it that God may have detected in your life? What is it that is preventing you from becoming all God wants you to be in this world? What is it that God has detected in your life that is making you like a marred piece of clay? Well, so what is the solution to the problem of the flaw that you have discovered in your life? What shall you do to correct the problem? Look at verse 4 of Jeremiah 18. "In the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. This is a solution to the marred piece of clay. It is a matter of remaking the product. If the product is not what the Lord wants it to be, he will remake it over again. Hallelujah. Sometimes God has to break some of us in order for us to recognize he is sovereign. He is God, and we are to have no other God before us. You understand, people, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall, according to Proverbs 16:18. A prideful spirit will have a fall. Those that are of a haughty, arrogant spirit, that think of themselves above what is right and look with contempt upon others, will be brought down either by repentance or by ruin. It is the honor of God to humble the proud. Remember when God challenged Job to step in his place and then asked Job a series of questions. One of the things God asked him had to do with whether or not he could deal with the proud the way he would. I came by just to remind you today, God may have you right now on his divine wheel, shaping you, hallelujah, forming you, hallelujah, into what he wants you to be. And maybe today you recognize in your life there is something that is marring God's perfection for you. There is something like Jeremiah saw on the potter's wheel that is not conforming to God's will in your life. I came by to tell you, turn to Jesus. Turn to the one who is able to rid you of whatever it is that's flowing your life. The solution is to ask God to place us on the wheel of repentance. Ask God, God, in the name of your son, Jesus, reshape us, reform us into a vessel that will give him honor and praise. The solution is to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that when he has completed remaking us, in due times, he will exalt us. Oh, hallelujah. Christ then, my beloved, is our solution. Whatever it is, we can cast all our cares and burdens on him, because he knows and we know that he cares for us. Christ is the solution to our brokenness. He will take our brokenness and make us well. I invite you to come to Jesus today. If you're already a Christian, turn back to him. Turn back to his word. If you're not a Christian, get to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For God so loved the world, beloved, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world by him might be saved. Come to Jesus. You want joy in your life? Come to Jesus. You want peace in your life? Come to Jesus. My invitation to you, my beloved, today is come to Jesus, and he'll reshape you. He'll make you brand new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God today.